podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. I am your host, Zach. Come on, Towers.
And I'm Kelsey. Diddle me three ways from Sunday, Dara.
Whoa, I like it.
Do you like that, Kelsey?
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. I am caffeinated.
Oh.
And that's actually, so we're batch recording right now, y'all. Mm-hmm. And this is like the last thing I have like in my calendar before it's like going to St. Louis for Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, let's talk about it.
Google it.
Housekeeping. Oh my God. If I were a listener, I'd hate us. Like,
Someone did leave a comment on the last episode being like, I want to like this podcast, but between the rogue audio soundboard and the bad audio quality mishaps. And then they didn't, I don't think they finished the sentence.
Don't say mishaps, like that happens all the time. That was one time.
I know, but something I learned in, movie school is you never notice when the audio is good, but you fucking never forget when the audio is bad.
There's also another saying, your video is only good as your audio.
Whoa. Unless you're mine.
You're hearing that buzz.
Yeah.
That person has literally manifested into this thing. And like, I'm going to fuck this up for the rest of the episodes.
How are you feeling about Thanksgiving? It'll have passed by the time this comes out.
Oh my God, yeah. It will have been long past and people will be like, I wish they would talk about current things.
Christmas. What do you want for Christmas?
We could jump straight to Christmas. Did we even talk about Thanksgiving ever?
No.
Damn. Okay, so if I had to predict / think about how it went, I think my Thanksgiving was good.
Yeah.
I went home first to St. Louis, did it with my mom and my brother. I made dessert. This is
What'd you make?
A pumpkin dump cake.
How'd it go?
Or a pump and dump.
Nice.
You nasty. It went great. And yeah. I ate it for days after.
And you brought me some.
Yeah.
When do you come home?
Carry on. Well, a week from Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, you're gone.
Yeah, because I'm opening for Fortune Feimster in the Midwest. Like for three dates around a week after Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just going to stay.
You can promote that. People will go see you.
Does this come out though? Oh yeah. Okay. So this Thursday, I'm going to be in Kansas City opening for Fortune Feimster. Friday, I'll be back in St. Louis opening for Fortune. And Saturday, I'll be in Louisville, Kentucky.
And,
I'm going to see Peanut in Kentucky.
The dog. Your ex dog?
My ex dog. Oh, I did say that already. I said that last time.
You did?
Yep.
I don't remember that.
Because I remember you saying your ex dog and I remember twinging.
Wait, are you sure?
Positive. Because I was like, oh, that hurt.
I don't recall me saying that.
I think so. Super fans, hit us up.
Speaking of super fans, you guys were doing a live podcast tour.
I'm so excited.
New York City, Philly, Zach's first time in Philly.
Yes!
We got to show him a good time.
Is that the Philly cheesesteak sandwich?
Leave my house.
It is.
Leave.
It is. But they put cheese whiz on it. So I'm going to.
Be careful what you're about to say. I fucking love cheesesteaks.
This is the thing.
What's the thing?
I feel like so many people are just held hostage by an early memory of like salt or sugar.
Okay.
And I think that's what people are tasting when they have Dunkin' Donuts, when they have Philly cheesesteak, when they have hot chicken. Like, I'm like, this is not that special.
Have you had a Philly cheesesteak from Philly?
I have not. But it has cheese whiz on it. And I just like
shut all the way.
I think
the fuck
that's
up.
Just like a, yeah, it's salty, right, kid?
No.
Yeah, it sure is, mister. I'm just saying,
this guy
it's like this early memory.
A pedophile? Why is he luring kids to him with cheese whiz? Ew.
It's the cheese whiz man.
Oh, the cheese whiz man?
Yeah, who haunts your farts.
Speaking of farts, Hippo's had some gnarly ones.
Hippo was one of the most vocal farters.
And he looks at you with like his lower lip out, like, I'm sorry, I farted.
It's a ghost.
It's not me.
See, I don't get any sort of remorse from him.
Oh, really?
I get a yeah, and
it's almost like yeah. I wish you would.
Yeah,
I wish you'd say
like,
something.
You think that one's bad?
Wait till you hear this.
Wait till you hear. How did we get on this? Oh, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was so fucking good. I went to ski by myself in Mammoth for 3 days.
So bold.
I was telling people this is the first time I've been single for ski season in a very, very, very long time.
Wait, talk to me about being single for ski season versus not being single for ski season.
Okay, listen, this is going to be the most privileged conversation we've ever already had on this podcast.
I'll let you guys know that I am not a skier, so we're grounded.
Yeah, we're balanced, I think the word is. It's an expensive sport. Unless you know the tips and tricks and locals and ways to get around the big expensive fees of like skiing resorts and lift tickets and things like that, which I do feel like I've gotten good at figuring out.
It's like a $200 day.
Yes, but there is this thing called the Icon Pass. And if you ski more than like 5 days out of the ski season, you're gaining money back by using it, by buying it. So here's the thing about the Icon Pass. It's got 50 destinations all around the world that you can ski.
Oh, it's like Priority Pass.
Yes.
But for ski lifts.
Yes, and not credit cards.
Okay.
It's if you buy it, you can go. So like when it is ski season, I want to ski. And my partners, Sir, had no fucking clue how to ski. And I bought him a fucking Big Bear trip to learn how to ski last year. Waste of money. And Jared was great at skiing. He was so fucking good, but he had zero interest in doing it. Like when he went, it was great, but he was like, I'm not itching to ski.
He's like, I'm good.
Yeah. So I always would want to go. And skiing's like very fun as a group thing. I like to ski by myself because I'm very fast and good. So I don't want to like wait for people.
Wow.
But the après ski is like a huge fucking party at night. You're in the jacuzzi. You're going out to the different bars. You're getting cozy with the person. And like, it's very family, close, cozy vibes.
Yeah.
And so you don't want to go by yourself. Like, it's kind of like, okay, you ski all day and then you're in your hotel room by yourself.
Okay.
But not me, sister.
Yeah, no, but you can go out. You can do après means after.
Yes. So that I will be at the après parties this weekend.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
But always within like a short Uber of your hotel?
What do you mean?
Or is it, is Mammoth all on the same property?
I don't know what you mean.
Okay, said you went to like parties and bars and stuff. Yeah.
It's a ski town. Ski towns are always very close together, very walkable, or there's gondolas that take you from one side to the other. Like,
gotcha.
It's a cute little mini world.
I've been there actually like 6 times.
To Mammoth?
Yeah.
Why?
My friend Charlie owns a cabin up there. So starting when I was 22, we would go once in the spring for mountain biking and once in the winter for like snowboarding.
What?
Yeah.
I thought you just said you don't ski.
I don't. I tried to.
Oh.
I probably tried to mountain board, snowboard like twice.
Uh-huh.
And I just, it wasn't clicking.
Yeah, no, it's
so then
very
I would
hard
just
to
hang out and like bake and like watch movies and like drink by myself in the cabin.
That's the other thing. It was a big source of drinking for me when I was a drinker. And so like après ski is a fucking party. Literally like people spraying champagne bottles, like standing on tables and stuff. Like it's a big party zone. So then me being by myself, I feel like it's always pushing my limits because I don't mind going places by myself. I love solo travel, but it's those moments where it's like, I'm just standing at a bar with no one to talk to.
But that's not you at all.
No.
People will talk to you. You'll talk to them.
Yeah.
I have no doubt you're going to probably have like 2.5
hookups.
Yeah.
Ooh, thank you for that for me. Well, I guess we'll know next week.
We will.
Well, you won't get to hear about it for 2 episodes because we're bachelorating today. Do you have any other housekeeping?
I don't think so. I went on a date with one of the married people because the other one was sick.
So we
just had plans to go to a movie anyway. So we went to the movie still, but we like cuddled a little bit during the movie, like hands on hands, legs and stuff. But I even said straight up, I was like, let's not make out in case you're going to be sick from.
Yeah.
So it was just like kind of like a platonic. A platonic plus hang.
Huh. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Speaking about platonic plus, I don't know what is wrong with me, but.
Wait, aren't you going to say this for the next one?
No.
Okay.
This is your episode.
Yeah.
As you guys know, the athlete /26-year-old. I don't know what update we gave last week after the robbery and me buying a gun, but he moved in to my house.
I fucking love it. The listeners are probably screaming like, no,
they're gripping their car steering wheel going, what the fuck, Kelsey? What is wrong with you? But let me explain to your listeners. Because he's on like trials or like in training.
He's on trial.
he's a felon. No, he's in training for this sport. There's like this impending deadline of by mid-January, he'll know where he's going, either back to Canada or the UK or somewhere else in Los Angeles, like out of
the United
city.
States.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he'll know by then. So he's been living out of basically like a hotel room.
Sure.
Sized.
For $1 million.
Yes. For so expensive. And I'm like, this is so stupid. I have a whole
room.
I do have a whole. I was like, I have a whole ass downstairs. I basically am upstairs all day. I work and that's where my bedroom is. I only come downstairs when I have hippo. I'm terrified to sleep at night by myself. I texted
pros and cons,
Zach,
yeah.
And I was like, pros and cons of the athlete moving in. And you immediately were like,
I was so on board.
Why?
All caps. Do it. Because I've met this person mm-hmm. and from the short amount of time I've spent with them, they are very even keeled. Mm-hmm. They are grounded. Mm-hmm. They are like, they're not wanting attention mm-mm. in any way.
No.
He has a very calming energy.
Yes.
And I didn't feel threatened by him.
Aww.
I know, despite him being 4 feet taller than me and pure muscle, I did not feel threatened at all.
You would never say this to Sir. If I was like, should Sir move in like a month after knowing him?
Oh my God.
And being like, I'm terrified to live alone.
I'd have to gauge your face and needs and not be like, because I do care about, obviously, you getting broken yeah. and feeling safe more than I care yeah. about like the vibe of the guy you're seeing.
Sure.
But I'm so much more on board with athlete than Sir.
Wow, same. But there is this like strangeness. We like talked about it.
Yeah.
I was like, could you live here and not be fucking weird? And he was like, me? Could you fucking not be weird? And I was like, first of all, ouch. But I was like, you just have to promise me one thing. You're never going to think about me pooping. Cause that's like I don't know why. That's my biggest fear.
That's my time.
Oh yeah? You just want to let one out? Just make sure everyone knows you're doing it?
I was being you. Like, pooping is my thing.
Oh, gross. So I came back last night, but he's been here for like 3 or 4 days.
Oh my God.
And I feel like I felt so good being gone this weekend that he was here. I didn't think about the house once I realized. And I was like, oh my God, I slept really well.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I do. He is so quiet and calming that he scares me though, that like I'll walk around the corner and he'll be there. And I'm like, Jesus.
Just standing.
You just need to say it, make a noise.
Put a bell on him.
Put a bell on him.
Put an Apple AirTag on him. And just can see him lightly floating around.
I feel like that's crazy.
We're crazier. Beyond that.
Yeah, we are. So it's going to be interesting. How do we have someone live here and I don't be touching them all the time?
That's a great question. You could install more pet doors. Maybe stack them and not give the combination out so you can't get to him. He can't get to you.
Let him put a lock on his door that's like keypad fingerprint.
Yeah, totally.
It's very weird. I haven't figured out how our energy is with each other yet. Because like,
yeah, this is completely unknown territory.
This is unhinged behavior of like,
do you want this closer to you?
No. Do we act like lovers or do we act like fucking roommates? So far it's been roommates. And like last night he was the first one to make like a move, like cuddle, but yeah. We didn't hook up.
Oh, that's worse.
Oh.
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Because that's like acting like comfortable lovers in your home.
Oh, no. See, it felt like roommates.
Cuddling?
He like cuddled and then I was like a little bit like, I don't think we should hook up. Yeah.
Because of the situation?
Yeah.
But that was never part of it. Like if you move in, we can't hook up.
No, it wasn't. It just felt like it last night. I don't know.
Oh.
I haven't figured it out yet.
Okay.
I don't know.
There's
more
no
there.
Way. You're such a horny human being. There's yeah. no way you're going to have dick on demand one floor below you and not use the app.
But isn't that the most like incredible test for me right yeah, now?
For sure.
So far I'm passing. I jerked off by myself this morning.
It's literally been like 16 hours, but how brave
Small
of you.
Small wins. Speaking of sex, what about not having it? Should we talk about celibacy when we come back?
I think we should.
Okay, BRB. The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey. Confidant, sober girlies, are you looking to cut back or cut out alcohol this year? Come on, join me and Zach on our sober journeys. Recess Zero Proof craft mocktails are the perfect alcohol replacement. We've recreated the cocktails you know and love, like a lime margarita and a grapefruit paloma, so you can enjoy the flavors and feelings of those cocktails without the booze. That's right, zero proof, zero compromise. Listeners can get 15% off the Recess mocktail sampler at TakeARecess.com/Kelsey. Each can is lightly sparkling mocktail infused with functional ingredients like so many stress balancing adaptogens made with real fruit and only 25 calories or less. It's a guilt-free way to unwind. Whether you're relaxing after work or hanging out with friends, make Recess mocktails your drink between drinks or, like me, your forever mocktail. I am so obsessed with the ginger lime mule and also the grapefruit paloma for spring. It's my favorite go-to weekend drink. Get 15% off Recess mocktails now at TakeARecess.com/Kelsey so you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences. Zach, have you ever been celibate?
Oh my gosh, what a great question. I was celibate from 0 to 15.
Same.
And then for the most part, it's been consistently sexually active.
Okay, wait, sorry. Yeah, good point. Is celibacy no sex?
I mean, do you want me to hop right into it?
I just wanted a clarification for my own brain thinking about it.
So celibacy and abstinence get confused a lot.
Oh.
But celibacy is the state of voluntarily being unmarried, sexually abstinent, or both, usually for religious reasons.
Okay.
And then abstinence, hold on.
Okay. Is
sexual abstinence, also known as continence, which I didn't think, I thought that was a pooping thing.
Incontinence.
Yeah.
Oh.
But continence means you're having sex, and incontinence means you're shitting.
Very slippery slope there.
So, yeah, you're telling me. Okay, so wait. Sexual abstinence is abstaining from some or all aspects of sexual activity, often for some limited period of time.
Okay, but celibacy is...
I just said it before. Okay.
Sorry, I thought you were saying abstinence. Celibacy. What's the difference? Just tell me the difference. Don't read me the definition.
Well, I'm trying to get it right up to the top.
Okay.
Just so I kind of want to be word perfect.
Okay.
But celibacy is the state of voluntarily being unmarried, sexually abstinent, or both, usually for religious reasons.
Oh, okay. So we're talking about abstinence, really.
I mean, well, I did a lot of looking on celibacy, but yes, abstinence too. But abstinence, yes, is like usually a period of time,
mm-hmm.
and it's from some or all aspects of sexual activity.
Okay, we're going to group them into one for us.
Okay.
Celibacy, to me has like a veil of like religious chastity. Like
I think priest.
Yeah, priest.
I think priest and nun.
Yes.
Are celibate.
And would you believe I, you know, I was a church girl growing up. I had like a promise ring.
Oh, you and the Jonas Brothers.
Yes.
Oh, no, they had a purity ring.
That's the same thing. And it was a ceremony that you did in front of your like 1,200 person church. And you say you're not going to fuck until you're married. But that's different from already having sex and then choosing to go back to being celibate, which is kind of what you and I were arguing about over text the other day, is who had been celibate longer in our lives.
And I said my 3 weeks was more than what?
I did 8 months.
Oh, but okay.
So
but
since we started fucking.
She was injured.
Since we were both 15, mm-hmm. You have been fucking and the longest you've gone without it is 3 weeks.
Well, I've been like coming or like making myself come or coming with other people. And I went 3 weeks without coming at all.
Oh, if we're talking about just like self-pleasure masturbation, the longest I've gone is 29 days.
Okay. Oh, so you still beat me.
Yeah.
Because I did 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It was so, it was such a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Do you remember what okay, first of all, you said 8 months. That was because you were injured.
That was me not having sex, penetrative sex.
No, yeah, mine was not coming.
Oh, no. Okay, do you know how long you've gone without penetrative sex since you started having sex?
That's a great question.
I know.
I would not assume more than a month. Mm-hmm. I can't think of a reason.
Which is pretty crazy. If you think about another 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 years for you, that's if you've been fucking every month.
That's like the numbers get quite steep.
The numbers are up there.
Because the truth be
The
truth A. What the truth be? The truth be that sometimes it was like 5 guys in a week.
Wow. So you made up for it too. You really went. And, yes. Yeah. The math.
I would say, yes. I average, I bet one sexual partner a week.
Wow.
I think.
But that, again, just to be clear, is not penetrative sex. This is just.
I mean,
coming.
Penetrating mouths.
Sure.
Is that penetrative?
Sure.
Penetrative.
Also, sex is I think sex is a feeling and an aura and an energy created.
Sex is so many things.
Yeah. Because if you're talking about self-sex, I've been having sex since I was like 3 years old. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot you were
early
a horny, horny
yeah.
baby.
Horny baby.
See, I was a late bloomer, in fact.
But I was a late bloomer for sex, but I started having quote unquote sex with women when I was like 13, which I didn't realize was sex.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Were you having orgasms?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Were you both?
I think so.
She was faking it with you?
Could you imagine? That's when it started. I don't feel like we had any reason to. It was so purely like
and
horns.
You had, did you have any concept of, you didn't have any concept of what you were doing or you did?
Well, no, we knew we were like hooking up, but I didn't realize that like fingering a girl and like
was
making
sex.
Her orgasm and us like creating this orgasmic cloud was sex. I thought it was like, oh yeah, I'd hooked up with girls before and like made out with them.
Oh
like,
yeah, but now, yes, the ever expanding definition of what sex is.
Yes, but I had never been celibate or abstained from sex because I wanted to. Like,
you were forced to.
Well, in those 8 months, yes, it was during when I was in a knee surgery recovery, I think the first time. Or no, it was jaw surgery.
Oh, then you're really out of commission.
Yeah, I was not cute. I was very insecure about my body and my face. I still was so swollen all the time. So the longest I ever went without hooking up or sex with someone was 8 months. That's a long time. I was 24 to 25.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's double long. Maybe
Which
triple long.
Is not actually that long when you like
oh, yeah, out of a
pull
lifetime.
Your friends. They like I've had friends that have like right now gone a year without sex, not
with
because
a person.
They wanted to, yeah.
Are they the married friends?
No.
Are they in a relationship?
No.
Oh.
They're single.
Oh, and they just haven't.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. I think once time passes, it gets harder to jump back in.
Oh, interesting.
I'm curious. Do you remember what the turning point was for you after 8 months? Like, was there like a, oh, my swelling's gone, or oh, the pain is much less?
I think I actually started dating somebody.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like fucking ready.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. And then it was like all the time.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. But I recently slept with someone who hadn't had sex in a long time, like 10 months, and they were an adult human being.
Is it an athlete?
I don't know.
I bet it is.
Maybe.
Listen, if we're protecting his identity, no one's
Yeah, but
know.
I don't want to talk about why.
Oh.
He was injured too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You fucking clumsy bitches.
I know. I know. But that's what's interesting to me is because like my sister was talking about how 1 year when she got sober, she decided, she tried to get sober a lot of times. So one of the times she was like, I am not going to have sex either. While I'm like getting sober.
That seems like a lot.
But she immediately filled the drug of drugs with the drug of sex.
Yeah.
So she purposefully went and she was like, I'd never been more productive. I'd never learned so much. I never got more done. And I was like, I don't think I could. And I feel like that's what started the conversation between us was like, I just don't think right now I could
do that. Wait, but just to be clear, she gave up sex with other people. Mm-hmm. She's still like probably jerked off.
Yeah.
Okay. I totally agree with her in that once you take sex with other people off the table, like I used to do this thing where I would delete Grindr and Tinder from my phone until I finished the draft of something.
Oh.
And when I tell you I had that fucker done by the end of day, wow. I was like, I'm getting on Grindr by 10 p.m.
Wow.
And I did it. But otherwise, like, I float around. I like, oh, yeah. Text, oh, flirt, oh, maybe meet up, maybe don't. Half of the addiction for me is the chase and like the new NRE, the new relationship energy, which begins, honestly, at the very beginning when you first start talking to the person.
Oh, my God, the first line you throw out there is like going to determine the tone.
Yep. And then when it's reciprocated and there's people liking messages and making plans and flirting. Oh my God. It's so addictive.
You know what else too is like you and I include dating as a very like high priority in our lives or like hooking up, you could say. And I think we're rare in that.
Oh God. Because don't say that.
People, no, I'm serious. Like the majority of people I've talked to are like, I've been busy with work. I've been like, I'm fucking tired at night. I don't like feel confident about this or that, or I don't want to have to like spend money right now. And they will go a long time without hooking up with people.
Damn. Does it come down to
bubble?
What do you mean?
We're in a bubble. You're in a queer
LA?
Bubble. Yeah. Where this is so normal.
But I was also thinking that it's like, is it a personality type? Is the propensity to date determined at birth? I'm just saying like, it's like, oh, this is a social baby. Like they're going to be
a horny fucking little slut.
Well, yeah, honestly, if someone was observing you at 3 years old, they'd be like, watch out for this
one.
We
should put this one in a cage.
And then you get hornier. I know.
Like, this is it. I'm at the BDSM.
Baby in a cage.
Maybe people are canceling us. Ew. Okay. So you did a little research on celibacy.
Oh yeah. In Christianity, celibacy means the promise to live either virginal or celibate in the future. Such a vow of celibacy has been normal for some centuries for Catholic priests and
nuns.
Eastern Orthodox monks and nuns.
Wow.
Judaism and Islam have denounced celibacy as both religions emphasize marriage and family life.
Oh, that's interesting, actually. I never thought about that.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure there isn't anyone in Judaism who is celibate. I think they all have families, a lot
of kids. Yeah. But my thing is, are they fucking before marriage? Because that's the big thing with Christianity is celibacy till marriage.
Oh.
Whereas like Judaism, I feel like don't they want you to sow your seed?
Oh, I don't Google it.
Google it.
Yeah, don't.
Don't.
Don't Google it. Yeah, I wish you see. This is where this, for me, will always be an entertainment podcast first, because I hope people aren't really tuning in to be like, I wanted to learn.
I truly think anyone listening who has been listening to this podcast for a long time probably realized that they learned a lot more pre you being a co-host, because I was force.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no. I think now it's the smarts of life that they learn. And if they do learn anything, it's a bonus.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just listen, don't go around quoting us.
No.
How about that? Or we'll quoting deny me. It. Don't quote me.
Yeah, don't, like, don't loop me in there.
I said, I love, don't deny it. It's fucking on audio. It could not
and
be
video.
More provable.
In a state of law.
This blew my mind. And it didn't also because I actually have a joke about this. Some homosexual Christians choose to be celibate following their denomination's teachings on homosexuality. I was Catholic and a priest told me I could be gay. I just couldn't ever act on it.
What?
Which is like owning a Lamborghini and not being allowed to suck its dick.
I was like, where could you be possibly going with you being involved with a Lamborghini? You don't even know what a Lamborghini looks like.
I know. But I just think that's so interesting that people would put, like, they could acknowledge that they were gay.
That's crazy.
I mean, but I guess, but, I mean, priests and nuns are like, I am horny, but I'm going to ignore it.
So you're telling me a Christian gay could be like, I am gay. I don't think any gay thoughts. I don't act on any gay things, but I'm gay. And that's okay with Christians?
Yeah, they can be gay. It's the act.
This is news to me.
Yeah. Well, come on. Does anything from Christianity or Catholicism shock you?
You're right. I shouldn't be shocked at all.
No.
Anymore. Yeah.
Okay. So this is now like the mental aspect of
okay.
Abstaining or celibacy. While abstaining from sex doesn't directly clear your mind, some people feel more able to concentrate on school or work if they're not thinking about sex. Choosing to be Oof. Celibate frees them from thinking about or planning sexual encounters.
Dude, this is my entire life.
I know.
Me and another friend of ours have a very strong libido.
Yeah.
And I'm on 20 milligrams of Lexapro, y'all.
Damn.
So if
Did you
I was
see it slow
off,
you down at all?
No.
Whoa.
The only time I was ever slowed down was during that one weird period of time I talked about on the podcast where it was like, it would just take forever. I was never not horny. It just would, I couldn't reach climax.
You did a whole short film.
I sure did.
About it.
Sure. It
shows how important it was.
Yes. But yeah, my day definitely has moments where I'm like, I cannot wait for this call to end so I can go to jerk,
so I can jerk off.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, I know who the other person is.
Yeah. And you know what else I just did?
What?
I put a like a mini pocket rocket in my car. Because I get so horny while I'm driving.
Have you ever been pleasuring yourself while I've been with you or in communication with you?
Definitely not with me, you fucking weirdo. Well,
since you have it in your car, when you said I put a vibrating blah, I was like, if there's something in her pussy right now, I'm going to lose my mind.
No, because that would mean like my brain would be associating pleasure with you, which now I'm worried. I've trained myself anytime I get in my Tesla, I start to get wet.
I mean, that's a lot of people's reactions to being in a Tesla.
You said that so straight. I like believed you.
I will say the first time I got into, actually, it's our horny friend's car.
Uh huh.
He has a Tesla, but yeah. It's like SUV yeah. version. And it's like all
glass.
Sky.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's very hot.
Yeah, but try to imagine having sex in that.
What's wrong with it?
You would be able to see straight through into it.
I don't think people can see in. Mm. I think you can just see out. Mm. I think it's like a two-way mirror. Mm. Like you could grill someone like a detective behind that thing.
Mm.
Two-way mirror.
Okay.
I don't know. Let's go get on top of his car and look.
There is something kind of hot now about fucking in front of a two-way mirror. Like people watching you, but you can't see them.
That
or
way,
the other way
the
around.
Only way I would be able to do it.
Oh, really? You'd have no idea?
I think so.
Huh.
The less I know, the better.
Okay.
That's so true about like everything in my life.
I did quote you this weekend when talking about men to a group of girlies where I said something. I ramped up to this being the punchline by accident, being like, you know, the less I know about the man, the better. Like, I actually, the more I know about you, I don't like it. And
always.
They were like, damn.
I mean, did they agree?
Yeah.
It's just mind-boggling how, so I only see this with men. Usually, and as a gay man, I'll see a girl that's hot and like, oh my God, she's also really cool. Never happens with men. I'll see a guy who's kind of hot or whatever. He'll start talking and I'm like, oh, you're horrible.
Wow. I didn't realize this is what's prevented you from getting into a relationship.
I don't think it is. I think it's just
Zach,
I don't want to be in a relationship.
Let's think about like the biggest part of being about or like the most bare minimum is you got to like the person.
Yeah, totally. And I like me the most.
And me second, right?
Yes, of course.
Correct.
Since you have a gun now, you're definitely up in my top.
That's
you're in my
right.
MySpace top eight.
I did tell the listeners about the signs.
She has such funny signs. One of them says, no trespassing, picture of a gun. We don't dial 911.
I put that one on my front door.
And then the front, it says, warning, this property guarded by gun owners.
And then the bottom says, nothing in here is worth losing your life over. Implying, whoa, I will murder you.
This is the thing.
I fucking will if you try to rob me.
And like, I say this as someone who's never murdered someone. I don't think I'd feel a goddamn thing about it. Be like, don't fucking.
I told you don't.
Don't do that.
You passed two signs.
You just need to know. Listen, if we're going to continue living in polite society, you can't break into people's houses.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
You don't.
Because you're welcoming violence towards yourself.
Amen, sister. I don't know how we got off topic.
Anyway,
anything else about celibacy?
Yeah, so the mental aspect. People who have gone months without being able to safely have physical intimacy can develop skin hunger.
What?
And touch starvation.
That's the best name for your horror movie.
Skin hunger. I know. I actually didn't want to know more about skin hunger.
I do.
This can weaken your immune system and lead to elevated rates of depression and anxiety.
So that's like those people who go out in the middle of the woods and don't jerk off and like...
Oh, the nofap
people.
Well, they think they get like powers. This article was sourcing the COVID-19 pandemic as like a big thing. Touch starvation is a condition that happens when you don't get as much physical touch as you're used to, or any at all. You crave contact, but can't interact with others for some reason. It's also known as touch deprivation or skin hunger.
So what I'm hearing is we should not be celibate.
I don't think we physically could be. We'd probably die.
We'd get sick.
We'd get starved.
Oof.
I just need some skin.
I'm hungry for your skin.
Well, because skin is the largest organ in the body.
No.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, but that's not why.
Yeah. It's just like, I think it's like everything. Your skin is like the conduit to every emotion you have when you like touch or feel something.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that theory.
Yeah. Are you done?
With the podcast?
I'm getting a vibe of that you... Like you?
No, I'll be honest with you. I'm just nervous after that. Oh, that blip of
anything else on celibacy. I'm like, well, I do have a good amount more, but now I've been skimming.
No, I just keep checking the like recording because I'm nervy. I'm
totally.
So nervy. We're fucking up this podcast. And by we, I mean me.
No.
Okay.
No. But what do you want to know?
Give me the best parts.
Okay, let's just talk about some famous people within the celibacy
really?
Community. Yeah.
Okay.
Sookie Waterhouse. Do you know her?
She just had a baby.
I know, but she went through, she was celibate right before she met Robert Pattinson.
For her whole life?
No.
How long?
It says lengthy bout of celibacy.
Huh.
And she was quoted as having saying like, it just was getting in the way.
Yeah, I
met
that
But then she
phase.
Literally met Robert Pattinson.
I mean...
Dude,
listen,
that vampire
maybe we do need to go celibate.
Took her right out. That's not the only person. Justin Bieber also was celibate before he met Hailey Bieber.
Shut up.
Yes. He was on a lengthy journey of celibacy in his attempt to fix his legitimate problem with sex, he told Vogue.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe him?
Oh my God, wait. I think this is a long quote. God doesn't ask us not to have sex for him because he wants rules and stuff, the ghost singer told the outlet. He's like, I'm trying to protect you from hurt and pain. I think sex can cause a lot of pain. Sometimes people have sex because they don't feel good enough, because they lack self-worth. I wanted to rededicate myself to God in that way because I really felt it was better for the condition of my soul. And I believe that God blessed me with Haley as a result. There are perks. You get rewarded for good behavior.
Do you want to know what that sounds like to me?
What?
Somebody who's had way too much fucking sex.
Oh, yeah. First, he was
sex
run
privilege.
Ragged.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, maybe I've sampled all the flavors.
Yeah.
I should probably... wait
to
have Chipotle again.
You know, I do agree.
Okay, and then the last one, and then I have some people who waited till marriage, which was your question.
Oh my God.
Colton Underwood.
The gay guy?
The bachelor?
Well,
he was the virgin bachelor, but because he was gay.
He was a virgin?
Yeah.
Which is a construct.
That was his whole thing.
I have not watched. Although I am watching The Golden Bachelor. That makes me very happy.
None of them are virgins. No. They done been ran through.
Ooh, girl.
But yeah, he was known as the virgin during his seasons of The Bachelorette and The Bachelor.
That's because he was gay. Did he have sex before the episodes were over?
He said, I was a full virgin and I could never give anybody a good answer of why I was a virgin. The truth is I was a virgin bachelor because I was gay and I didn't know how to handle it.
But don't they always have a night where they go sleep over with each other and fuck?
They don't necessarily fuck, Kelsey. Some of them just like play cards.
No, that's not at all what happens.
What would you do? Would you have full penetrative sex?
Not with cameras rolling like that.
But you have to put yourself in the position of, you know, why you're on the show.
Yeah, but still, I'd be like, I'll go under the covers and like you can put a pillow over my face.
And just smother me?
Yeah.
Wait, do you think that it gives the contestants a leg up to let the bachelor come inside them?
Yeah.
You do?
There's no way those producers are letting them come inside them.
Really?
They probably are like, you have to sign a paper that says you'll wear condoms.
Oh.
That's messy.
That's fucking lame.
Yeah.
And then these are people who waited till marriage. Hillary Duff?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Kevin Jonas. You believe it?
Yeah, I believe it.
Julianne Hough.
Huh.
Jessica Simpson. I think that was actually popular.
Wasn't that a lie?
I don't think so.
Really? Nick was her first?
I guess so.
That was amazing.
That was a long time ago. She was like, I think she was like 21.
You know what? That might have been why I thought it was okay at my age when I did the little ceremony. I was like, Jessica, she was my idol.
Oh,
I was
sure.
Like a baby teeny bop.
And then now I forgot who this was, but Ben Higgins. Does that name mean anything to
you? Isn't he a bachelor?
I mean, I think so.
Oh.
Wait, is he? Oh, damn it.
It's your episode.
Hey, don't you ever throw my responsibilities back in my face like that.
Oh, well, if it isn't the consequences of my own actions.
Yeah, bachelor.
Cool. Oh, wait, let me see a picture.
Did you do a thing with him?
I met him.
I figured.
He's very nice.
Did you try to suck his dick?
No, he was with his girlfriend from The Bachelor.
I gave a blowjob a few days ago to a person.
Oh, okay. I thought you were connecting this to a bachelor.
I am manifesting this
He's
now.
He's very cute.
Damn.
I have been celibate for like a week right now. Maybe. Wait, are we talking about not having penetrative sex with someone else?
Wait, what do you mean?
I have not had sex in like a couple weeks.
Okay.
That's a long time for me.
Any reason? Because of the gun stuff?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I was just like not sleeping. I was stressed. There was no way I was going to orgasm with somebody else or like take time out of my day to get ready and go on a date.
Okay. Wait. So are you gearing up to get plowed soon?
Dude, I don't know.
Oh, you're still in that limbo?
I'm still in the limbo of my new roommate. Should I fuck my roommate, which is the 26-year-old Allie? Or there's this dude that lives a block and a half away at this apartment complex and he wants to.
Have you met him before?
No, but he's so fine and we've been texting.
Okay.
And then homegirl, who kind of disappeared for like 6 months, she just reappeared, texted me. She zombied me and was like, hey, I just got in. I got on antidepressants and I'm like, sorry, I've been gone for all this time. But like, I really liked hanging out with you and stuff. And like,
she probably can't come right now.
Yeah, but at least she's happier.
Yeah, no. Good for her. But I'm talking about you and your puss.
Oh, yeah.
I'm putting my girls first.
I like that. I like that I have multiple entities according to you. I appreciate
upstairs and downstairs.
Yeah. How much would someone have to pay you to be celibate?
Oh.
For a year.
Oh, my God. For a year?
Your eyes just fucking darted.
A year is so long, but I do know that my life would get immensely better.
Same.
And I do know I like a challenge.
Ooh.
So like, honestly, $500,000.
Wow.
What?
Should we do a competition?
Is that a lot?
No. That feels accurate.
Yeah. I was going to say a million, but I was like, don't be greedy.
Yeah. Like 750.
Honestly, 750, because I was like, oh, I could like almost buy like a place.
That is no masturbating either.
Oh, you didn't say that.
That's what we decided celibate was, didn't we?
I thought celibate, was any sexual.
Yeah.
Oh, I might actually, well, I bet I would start having wet dreams.
Yeah.
Do you ever come in your sleep?
All the time.
Really?
I wake up from an orgasm. My body will literally wake me up being like, you're coming. Congratulations.
That's so, you see, you may have chronic pain, but that's pretty cool.
one does not have anything to do with the other, but on this podcast, it does.
I'm just saying, life's about balance.
Sure.
I would love to be, I get woken up because I have to pee.
Wow. I mean, it's, that happens to me too. They're not special. Comment below how much it would take you to not, I want to know, to not have sex with another person for a year. And if that's really easy for you to do, because I feel like some people are going to be like, y'all, I have not had sex in like 2 years.
Yeah. To not have sex with someone.
Or how much money would you have to not even orgasm for a year?
Damn. I think I go up to a million at that point.
People do that for funsies when they do monkhood.
Okay. I don't know if monks would use the word funsies, but.
Like, you know, like tech CEOs will go be a monk for a year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's probably the hardest part about becoming a monk.
About being a tech CEO.
What else you got?
I mean, that's it.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, it was fun.
That was fun. Confidant.
Come see us on tour.
We're going.
Yes.
Be on the lookout.
It's in February.
February. And we're going to New York and Philly. We're going to post the links everywhere once we have the posters, which we should by the time this comes out.
We're going to have stickers. Soon. Maybe more stickers.
Yeah. We're going to sell merch at the shows.
Yeah. I'm so fucking jazzed.
Until next week, confidants. See us later.